Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Lance Gilman, the partner broker for the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, who sold all the remaining land for the whole show, in fact, two shows, on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Pro Group Management offers workers' comp services to a growing number of industries. As businesses grow and change with the times, the need for a solid workers' comp program must be flexible and up-to-date. The evolving nature of regulations can make staying ahead of complex tasks challenging. But Pro Group Management simplifies the work so your industry can move forward and succeed. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, this is a program I did not think I would do in my career because I thought it was going to take longer than my career for the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center to be sold out. But the press release came out late last week. TRI makes a historic land deal. Tahoe Reno Industrial Center announces sale of all remaining land owned by TRI. 15 total transactions in the past week resulted in TRI selling all of its remaining 74,000 acres of land. Word on the street is that if you put all the sales together, not just blockchains, that it's around $175 million range. Lance Gilman is here. Formerly the partner broker of the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center.
Formerly. I'm out of work, folks.
You're still working. I mean, and we'll talk about that. System, yeah. But this is unbelievable. How much land total was sold at TRI?
104,000 acres, about 165 square miles.
Okay, I think in conversations we talked about this would take three generations to accomplish.
That was my vision at the time. I thought for sure, based on the rate of absorption in northern Nevada, that we'd be looking at certainly three generations.
And it's been done in under 20 years.
Absolutely. It's been done in under 20 years. Actually, we're right now kind of in the last chapter. I arrived in Reno in 1985. The first chapter was everything at South Meadows Double Diamond Ranch, IGT, Lockheed. And then in 1998, we commenced TRI. And so here in the beginning of 2018, I think I have maybe 250 acres remaining.
Unbelievable. And this company, all right, let's talk about the company that came in and bought the bulk of this land. Their name is Blockchains with a S.
Correct.
And you can go online and to blockchains.com, and there's a one-page explanation of what the company does. And we're going to have people come on the show in the next weeks talking about what blockchain technology is. But who are they to what you know, and, you know, why are they buying up all of this land?
Well, now that's a big question, Sam. That'll take a bit of an answer.
I got two shows for you.
they do the software development, technological development for the Ethereum formula and support. And so first of all, we'll have to identify Ethereum. And I'm not sure what the definition of that is, but I believe it's a currency, perhaps a – so I'm not even going to wade out into that because I can't tell you for sure. I'm going to go to a study session here pretty quick to help us understand this. But I'm told by those in the know that it has now been launched, it has now been released, and it is going to have as dramatic a change in the global – operation of our world as the internet did, and perhaps more.
Okay, so here's an explanation from Ira Victor, who who says the blockchain allows for the low-cost transfer of goods, services, funds, and more without an expensive third party to escrow over transactions. As with many digital advances, if the info security is bad, the benefits can't be realized. But he says that this is huge. They look like a firm developing products and services using a distributed spreadsheet known as a blockchain. So that's as simple as I can get at this point in time.
And I as well. And I think it's important to understand, and I've been coached on this directly, they are not associated with Bitcoin whatsoever. And there are two websites, and if you go to one website, it would suggest that they're associated with Bitcoin, but it is not. They're associated with Ethereum technology.
Okay, and so once again, their website is blockchains.com. Okay, so they are buying up all this land, all the land that's left. Are they buying additional land beyond TRI that was part of the Azamara Ranch that wasn't included in TRI?
Not to my knowledge, Sam. They pretty much be focused on the TRI, but it's quite a spread of property. From 15,000 feet, I believe where they're going, and so I'm pretty well out on the skinny branches on this. But I believe that they envision a product that will showcase all of the capabilities of the blockchain technology. So think in terms of a residential project. That would be, say, 4,000 housing units and apartments, et cetera, along with a shopping, a full synergistic community, but based on the blockchain theory and technology. Or they picked up a huge amount of property along the freeways for what I would call freeway visible retail. And that would include everything from hotels to truck stops to restaurants. But again, in high probability, all with the blockchain technology foundation. So, and we can go on and on and on within the park, but I think there are five different components. Each component has the ability to offer a different product underpinned with blockchain.
Okay, can you name the five different areas?
So we're going to talk about a residential area out at Painted Rock.
Is that in Story County or Washoe County?
Story County.
Okay, and yeah, so Story everything. County is okay with that amount of housing?
Well, you have to remember out at the Painted Rock area, that has always been approved for housing. That's had a housing overlay since I started in the county. So,
and we should point out you're a Story County Commissioner as well.
I am a Story County Commissioner. I've been involved in the county since 1998. But down the road, it was always anticipated that we would have a major component. Of course, that's going to work very, very well hand-in-hand with Tesla and the drive for housing. And, of course, it's located in close proximity to Tesla. It'll have its own ingress and egress blacktop that accesses Tesla. So I think there'll be a lot of working together on those projects.
Okay. So in addition to this, they're going to become a developer because they have not bought all this land to use themselves, unlike Tesla and Google and Switch and the other major companies that have come in and bought 2,000-3,000 acres, 1,200 acres, which are vast tracts of land. For people that don't realize, I mean, City Center in Las Vegas sits on, I believe it's 85 acres. So when you're talking about...
Well, Tesla is sitting, Sam, as you know, on 3,330 all by themselves.
Right.
And so if you take a walk kind of down since February of last year, Google closed on their parcel, which is just over 1,200 acres for a campus park. And they followed Switch, what closed on now roughly 1,000 acres for a data storage campus park. And shortly thereafter, Chip Bowlby and Reno Land now have the new TRI Technology Center on 800 acres and associated with the Google play. And then blockchains came in and the blockchain technology, and they've now picked up what I understand will be their international headquarters facility. They have 150 acres on 3,000 acres that they're focused just for their own campus and technology. And of course, we're still working then with the nanotech products that I've chatted with you about in the past. That would have a military component, but that's all research and development with a Stanford University base. So the technology that's coming into TRI right now is epic. In proportion.
Yes, to say the least. And, you know, one thing occurred to me, and, you know, you and I talked extensively on Saturday after I first heard the news, And, you know, one of the things that struck me was, you know, we're always talking about, you know, the education levels in this state are not strong enough to attract businesses. We've got to put more money into education. Seems to me that that does not play into the equation at all. When you see the number of companies that have moved into this area in the last just 6-7 years, they're working with universities, they're working with the school districts to improve education, but education was not a barrier to growth.
Absolutely true. Yeah, I couldn't agree more. But I also know that they all have large, they've committed large sums of capital into our educational system, into training, into they're hand on hand with the students. They're offering support to some of the students to help with the education. They're offering pre-committed jobs, if you will. So just think in terms of these folks. They understand where the educational program has to go, and they are going to be great corporate partners in our world.
All right, let's take a break. More with Lance Gilman. Lots more right after this.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
I'm Paul Enos, CEO of the Nevada Trucking Association. Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Lance Gilman, the partner broker for the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, who no longer has land to sell, or at least not very much.
Yeah, maybe 200-300 acres. Small thing.
Blockchains came in along with other companies and bought out all the remaining land owned by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center in the last week. And we're discussing the ramifications of this with a very excited Lance Gilman. And I'm excited about it, too, because I've been a part of this since 2005. You and I have been friends even longer than that.
Yes, sir.
And so it's remarkable to have seen this accomplished. I don't want to go by this quickly because this is such a huge story. And as my wife pointed out, without pictures, it's hard to visualize how huge 75,000 acres is in terms of the amount of land, or 74,000 to be specific. The town center you're talking about, that's 800 acres?
Just an incredibly exciting project, and probably more closer to 500 acres. But they are focused on building out all the property around what we visualized as our holding reservoir. We have a sewer treatment plant. We treat all of our water on site. We recirculate it throughout the entire park. So, you know, we take care of in the park. And so all of a sudden these other folks come along and they say, well, that could be a beautiful lake and could be a beautiful environment, if you will, for the millennials and the families and the things that are coming in the park. So they literally are designing what they call the Emerald City. And it's beyond beautiful. And a lot of technology that they are exploring. For example, they'd like to have a short line rail that could come out and deliver to a depot that would then allow folks working out at TRI could disperse throughout the various companies. And, of course, around this lake would be beautiful piers and jogging and bicycling and then the hotels and the casinos. And I can tell you at least five of the major flag hotels in the United States already are focused on their properties and building out. So that Emerald City will shine in the middle of what is really, truly a clean industrial center of mega proportions.
You know, it's really phenomenal. Because did you dream this big? I mean, because you and I have talked about hotels at TRI, but I think when we talked in the past, it was more to accommodate people that were coming to visit companies that were at TRI, and that there maybe was going to be a locals type casino. But what you're talking about seems to be on a much more grand scale. Did you dream this?
It's always fun. If you plant a seed, a fertile seed in a young mind, then it will sprout, grow, and drop more ideas. And that's exactly what's going on. So to answer your question, did I envision this? No. When we were with South Meadows Double Diamond Ranch, we knew that there was a tremendous amount of interest in Northern Nevada, but we didn't have the product. We didn't have the Reno today doesn't have the industrial land base to do what this did. So it took a project of this magnitude and with the a substantial amount of infrastructure that was specifically targeted at industry. And as soon as that happened, you know, I always smile and go back when Tesla arrived about, what was it, about 4 years ago now, give or take, Sam? We already had 115 companies in there. Walmart was there, and PetSmart was there, and Amazon was there, and Zulily was there. And so we had PPG was there, and we had U.S. Ordnance building the 50 caliber machine guns. And it was a tremendous park before we ever met Tesla. But when we met Tesla, that put us on an entirely different international platform. And when that platform started to grow, and all of a sudden here came Switch, God love him, and Rob Roy, and what a phenomenal corporate citizen he is. You talk about being involved with the museum and being with the university and with and distributing fiber to all of the schools in Nevada, and he's doing that out of the goodness of his heart. So we just have these corporate groups coming in here following Tesla all of a sudden, and so we've entered the tech world.
Well, and also just with Switch, you know, that their fiber line that goes from Las Vegas to Reno, then over to San Francisco, down to L.A. and back to Las Vegas, has opened up all of rural Nevada to where companies like Valley Electric are now offering high-speed internet service into rural communities that never had a chance for that before.
Absolutely. Yep. They drop the pebble in the pond and the ripples hit all shores. And the thing that everybody will celebrate soon are the payroll dollars that are flowing into their communities. Billions in payroll dollars are shortly in our future.
All right, let's take a break. More with Lance Gilman. We're going to actually do two shows with him. One appears on the website today, and then the next one will appear tomorrow at noon. Check it out at NevadaNewsmakers.com. We'll be right back.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Sully's Sports Bar inside the Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for locals to watch all your favorite sports. And now you can enjoy your favorite team on our brand new high-def TVs featuring the Papa, the big daddy of them all. It's our giant 17-foot big screen TV wall. And we have two 79-inch high-def TVs, 12 65-inch high-def TVs, including two party booths for your own private party, and six high-def private booth TVs. Bring in your own headphones and listen to your favorite game right from your own seat. First, make your bets in our William Hill Sportsbook, then enjoy your favorite cold beer, libations, burgers, wings, pizza, and our signature build-your-own Bloody Mary bar. Then settle in and download our app and listen to any game being shown in Sully's Sports Bar. Catch your favorite team on our new high-def big-screen TVs. Sully's Sports Bar is the only place to watch your favorite sports all year long. The Tamarack Junction, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Lance Gilman. This is part one of two-part shows with Lance, talking about the fact that Tahoe Reno Industrial Center has sold pretty much all the remaining land that they had, which is just unbelievable. This was supposed to be a three-generation project in terms of how long it would take to sell this land, and it's been completed in under 20 years. My understanding from our conversation off the air is that Blockchains plans to be a developer in the same way that TRI was a developer. They plan to be a developer, so they will be looking for companies to come in and develop the land that they have purchased, this 74,000 acres.
I certainly believe we're going to see a part of that, and I think they'll work with local developers and contractors to continue to grow. I think the bottom line for them is they're going to want folks that are coming in to look at the blockchain technology, whether you be a casino, the hotels, the restaurants, the housing component, any industrial, they're really looking at how can we implement and interface the blockchain technology with the company. So it's their showcase plan, but they definitely are going to work with a broad cross-section of contractors and developers and others in our community.
They have a location right now inside of TRI at Waltham Way. How long have they had that, if you can share that with
me? It's brand new. They have just contracted to have all of the tenant improvements done. They're converting an office building. I think Craig Rowe from Tanamera Group is doing all the technology in there for them. But that's going to be their first first camp, if you will, within the park as they start the development. I understand that first phase quickly will be their own campus park development over in the Comstock Meadows area with Google and Chip Bowlby and Reno Land.
Do you know how big that campus will be?
150 acres is the first starting phase, but there are over 3,000 acres attached to that one campus. So more to come. I'm just aware of the first campus start.
I've talked to, not a lot, but several people within the computer world and blockchain world, and they had never heard of this company. And yet this company came in with cash.
Very, very, very seriously capitalized.
Yeah. I can't use the phrase, but no kidding.
So they're capital ready. They are local. They have a local presence, and I believe they've moved to the area, those that don't. So it's quite a team. They're bringing in from outside some of the finest designers and land planners for their corporate park in the country today. So they're using the best of the best. They're interviewing and they're looking for a lot of participation from various groups.
You know, having done this all of your life in terms of real estate, will they have the ability to pay for what they have, or will they have the ability to earn what they have outlaid from the remaining land that they'll have to be able to sell? Because it's a lot of land.
A lot of components. Absolutely. So you have the nanotech park in the south. You have the freeway commercial stuff out on Patrick area. You have the residential component that's out in Painted Rock area. And then you have the downtown area that they're certainly involved in. And they have their own campus park. Each one is a standalone. And it'll be very, very busy.
All right. We're going to take a break here. This is the end of this show, but we're going to keep Lance for a second show because there's so much more to talk about. We'll be right back.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
We'll do another show with Lance Gilman. So much more to talk about on the next broadcast. We'll see you then.